Blog Talk Radio.
Let your hands for Angela.
Welcome to Show Talk with Angela Butler. Tonight's guest is Miss Mildred Jones. Miss Jones' son has been declared is been missing since January 11, 2010. His name is Mr. Lester Jones Jr. Hello, Miss Jones. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. How are you?
I'm fine, Miss Jones. Ms. Jones, you contacted me to come on the show. When did your first son, when do you realize your son was missing?
About a week after he actually was declared missing. It was January 11, 2010. And it was about a week after when his friends and his fraternity and everyone, you know, was saying they couldn't contact him. They believe he was missing because he loses his phone pretty often, and he just maybe 4 or 5 days he would get another phone. And I had been calling and been calling, but this time was different. They called and said they believe he's missing.
Okay.
And man,
okay.
And so.
So your son first was missing around January 11th, 2010, am I right?
That's correct.
From where did he go missing?
He went missing in Flowood, Mississippi. He went down that way. He lives in Starkville because he went to Mississippi State, and we live in Tupelo. So he had came home actually the same day. And he went back to Starkville, and he was on his way down to Jackson to meet with the fraternity brothers, which wasn't anything unusual. They go to New Orleans, Miami, I mean everywhere, all kinds of events they do. So they were supposed to meet up in Jackson, Mississippi. Okay, he never made it, as they say. They found his phone in Flowood, Mississippi. They never found anything else on him, but phone records show that he did talk to one of his brothers for 8 minutes and 11 minutes once he got to Flowood, Mississippi. Phone records show that one of his fraternity brothers, and his fraternity brother said he didn't talk to him, and they called him in 3 times, and the last time the FBI called him in, he lawyered up.
Okay. So you hadn't seen your son for how long, hadn't talked to your son or seen your son for how long?
It'd be 4 years in January I haven't seen him.
But I'm asking, before he went missing, Ms. Jones, when was the last time you had talked to or seen your son, like a week before or what?
Okay, the same day that he was seen on the surveillance camera in Flowood, where they think that was the last day, you know, he was seen,
was the same day he had came home that morning. He was at home that morning, and he went home to Starford, and then he headed out to Jackson. So it was the same day.
Yeah. How old was your son?
26.
And was he a university student?
Yes, he had went actually to Mississippi State for 7 years. He had got obtained a bachelor's degree in engineering, and he had 4 months left to get his master's in biomedical engineering.
Okay. So that was your son major at the university?
Huh?
What was your son's major at the university?
Biomedical engineering.
All right. Thank you, Ms. Jones. What type of person was your son?
Oh, he was just, oh, my God. He was very respectful, smart, very smart, intelligent, fine, love to laugh, tell jokes, and just very respectful and a Christian. Good person to be around. Most people love them.
Oh, okay. So it really wasn't like your son just did not contact you or anything like that for such a long period of time. Okay.
No, we're very family oriented, and I come home and we go down there, and we're very tight family, very tight.
Okay. I know this must be very painful for you. And my heart goes out to you and your family. It really does. And I'm praying for you and your family. What have the police or FBI did to help?
The police is somewhat iffy. In the beginning, the police, to me, screwed up real bad on both ends. Flowood police screwed up, and Starsville screwed up even more. Starsville Police Department argued with Flowood Department over who case it were. Flowood was really on it in the beginning. That's where he came up missing at. But Starsville said jurisdiction were, since he was a resident of Starsville, it was their case. But yet they couldn't look for him because they wasn't in Flowood. They was in Starsville. So to me, they shouldn't have been arguing with them about who case it were. I mean, because he didn't come up missing there. He came up missing in Flowood. So that was a big thing. And then the officer that was on the case, he just didn't take much, to me, nothing serious at all until 3 weeks later. 3 weeks later, when the FBI got involved, then he was like, "Miss Jones, we got to go to the place. We got to go to his apartment. We got to search it. We got to see." But 3 weeks later, and, everybody had been in and out the apartment looking for clothes, his frat brothers. I mean, just people. I mean, I had actually moved everything out by the time they were going to go check out the apartment, and they didn't even know they lived. That's how inconsiderate the Starsville Police Department were. Until the FBI came, then they wanted to build the time. They said we were on a time frame so they can know the timeline for the FBI people, but they hadn't did their job. And then later I learned that Flowood still shouldn't have pulled off the case because still he was missing in their town, so they should have stayed on the case, no matter where the residents were. And therefore, they marked it up, but then that particular one is no longer with the force, and they got someone else on the case. And so that person were a little more helpful in trying to me, but yet anything clues or evidence, anything they might have could have found out was, pretty much messed up. It was pretty much messed up by then.
Yes, and you feel it's because they took so long.
Well, they didn't take it serious, and, then they fussed with Flowood, which pulled Flowood off. I mean, even if they could have found anything and stuff, and even if, like, the DNA wasn't even taken from me,
for a year and a half later, and that was at the TV One came down to do a show, Find Our Missing, and then they was investigating, and then once they started doing their investigation, then the FBI and the chief of police came from Starsville, and they came to take the DNA, and that was like a year, over a year later.
I'm so sorry to hear that. I'm so sorry. Now, we had talked a little bit before the show, and you had mentioned some things, and I'm going to ask you the questions, and if you don't feel comfortable answering, then please don't. Has anyone contacted you and your family and asked for any money from you or your family to about your son? I mean,
yes, that was he was missing January 11th. On February 3rd, we had calls, and it was in Spanish calls, actually saying they had my son, his time was running out, and we had to wire money, a large sum of money. So we contacted Starsville Police. We came to Tupelo Police, where I live. They just, like, didn't want to be bothered. And then we didn't know what to do. We went to the FBI here in Tupelo, and they went and opened the door, and nobody came. Then we called Starsville, and they told us to try to make it down there, which is an hour and 15 minutes from here. And they kept us on the phone. The people kept coming back saying our time was, first we couldn't even understand them. Then they hit someone on there to try to talk a little more clear. And but it was Spanish, you know, and so we was trying to make it down to Star School, but they said the time here ran out, so then we stopped in the town right before you get to Star School. It's called West Point, and we had to wire the money then. I mean, we was just nervous wrecks and crazy, so we didn't actually spell the name right. Plus, they talk in Spanish and barely can talk English. We didn't understand, actually, you know, how to spell what they were saying. So I wired it, they say, to the wrong place. By then, the police department, all kinds of people came and got me and my family from the place we were at trying to wire the money. And they carried us to the Starsville Police Department, and we had to stay there. They put us in a safe house for that night, but we stayed 2 days. And the FBI came, and everybody else came. And then they said we had wired the money wrong. Then they tapped the phones, got wiretaps and all that approved. And so then the people called back and said the time was up. We didn't wire the money. And I was like, I did. And they said we put the wrong name on it. And then the police department didn't want me to go back. And I said, the hell with it, I were going back. And we tried to get the, you know, it reversed. When you wire money, you can get reversed. And the man at the store didn't want to reverse, but the police made him reverse it. So then it was to the person that we was wiring to. So they did say the money was going to New Mexico, Mexico City, Mexico. It was in Mexico, and we never, you know, we went over that all night and everything, and we didn't hear no more from them. They were talking Spanish. They had to summon the lady from Mississippi State that taught Spanish to come in for that night, and she had to stay all night with us as well, you know, for the calls and to translate everything because we couldn't understand what they was talking about. And stuff. So then they had a rally plan for my son in Jackson, Mississippi to try to find him. It was his fraternity and the sisters of the fraternity. And we passed out flyers. We had news conferences and everything. And it was another call came in then, also with Spanish people, saying they wanted more money. So it was another transfer wired then. So then they asked for more money, and then they had me wired. They was going to try to get them in Mexico, but then we never did get any more calls, and that was January 6th, and that was the end. We never heard anything else since then.
Okay. All right.
February 6th,
okay. So you wired money to Mexico City, Mexico. I have to ask this. Is your family a prominent, well-off family, well-known family in Mississippi? Because they obviously, somebody obviously felt that you had a lot of money.
Well, I wouldn't say we are. That's what the FBI was also questioning. But, no, I mean, we got businesses, but they're, like, small businesses. They ain't, like, no gigantic corporation or anything, like, you know, print shops, clothing store, you know, little stuff like that. But, you know, it's no, nothing like that, no.
Okay.
But to
to
some eyes, they don't know what you have or, like, what you pay. To them, they be like, oh, they got money just because they got a little shop. Don't know the struggle of your bills, the rent you're paying, the taxes. You know, they just like, oh, they got shop. So some people are so naive, they think, wow, they got a lot of money because of that, you know. But, no, it's basically, you know, just a, like having a good job, you know.
Yes, ma'am. I understand that. Miss Jones, we're going to take a break, you know, and let you collect yourself, and then we're going to come back and talk some more, okay?
Okay, then.
All right, so don't hang up, please. Listeners, you're listening to Show Talk with Angela Butler. You're listening to Miss Mildred Jones. Give me a second, listeners. I'm having trouble here.
A special event can be very challenging and stressful at times. Our staff of professionals organizes your event down to every last detail, no matter what size. Our creativity and attention to detail turn your ordinary party into an extraordinary event. And Decline provides world-class service. We coordinate quality events. We can provide travel arrangements, accommodations, event sites, caterers, florists, photographers, transportation, hairstylists, and makeup artists, daily itineraries, and pre-event information such as detailed maps, save-the-date cards, and invitations. Being a custom event planner means that we cater to you. It is our job to find the best possible way to present your event. We have been referred to as Dreamweavers.
Searching for the latest news on entertainment, the economy, business, technology, and creative arts, choose
the Digital Conglomerate Magazine.
Not only do they give you all the latest information, but they're there for you 24/7, baby, giving you the 411 and all you need to know, baby. Visit the Digital Conglomerate Magazine online. Just Google us, baby. We're everywhere.
Exquisite Express Incorporated specializes in designing signature solutions to help attract more business. Their creative designs through their associate company, Exquisite Designs, give everyday people insight on the latest fashion, food specialties, technology gadgets, and entertainment. Exquisite Designs also provides barista services through Exquisite Barista. You can read all about what they are doing in their digital and print magazine, Exquisite Fusion. Feel free to give us a call, 1-855-379-2540, 1-855-379-2540.
This is Raquel Charles reminding you to listen to Show Talk with Angela Butler to catch the hottest.
All right, Ms. Jones, we're back from break, listeners. We have Ms. Mildred Jones on Show Talk with Angela Butler. Ms. Jones,
yes.
You said the calls came from Mexico City, Mexico. Did your son know anybody in Mexico? Have any friends? Had he ever visited there?
Not as I know of, no.
Okay. So it just came out the blue, okay. So do you feel that your son being missed has anything at all to do with a hate crime?
I don't. I don't feel, I mean, if his hate is by one of his brothers, I feel his fraternity brothers or something like that, but not a racial hate crime, no.
Okay. All right. You feel it's not a racial hate crime. All right.
No.
I just wanted to ask that. How is the rest of your family handling this?
Well, I have a son, my baby boy. I have two sons. Lester was my oldest, and I have another son. And, well, you know, he don't know where his sibling is, and they were very close, and he was in school. I mean, everybody was in school, so, it's on both of us. I mean, you know, it's terrible to handle. Yeah.
I understand. So you're a woman of faith. So I know that's getting you through this. You're a godly woman. So I feel that you're going to make it through, and I know that God is going to help you and your family, has helped you and your family. Have there been any more calls since that last time you wired any money or anything?
No, that's the thing. I mean, even it would have been good if we had a call. I mean, even, I don't know, because we would, you know, they was closing in. They was trying to, you know, I mean, they had to set up for any more calls, but we didn't never heard anything. That's when it went dry, cold. And from that day on, we haven't heard anything.
Okay. All right. And you're from the state of Mississippi. That's where your son went to the university, and that's where you live at. Am I correct?
Yes, I live in Tupelo, Mississippi.
Okay.
And he resided in Starkville, Mississippi, which is where Mississippi State University is.
Mm-hmm. All right. So your son was at a university, and he went missing. Okay. And he was how old?
26.
26, and his name, would you please say his name?
Lester Ray Jones, Jr.
Okay. All right. I have a cousin named Ray. I know this is hard for you. It has to be hard for you. What do you want the listeners to know? I mean, I know you've been on TV One and probably other shows, but what are the things that you want the listeners to know? That I know you're hoping that someone will be able to identify your son or things like that, but what would you like to say?
I just would like to say, if anybody have heard anything, like I say, I mean, his attorney is all over the world. They travel so much, and my son, picture have been all over the internet, all over TV. If anybody know anything or heard anything or know anybody who claim they know something, to contact the authorities, call, Facebook me, call me. I am Mildred Jones. I got a red outfit on Facebook. If you want to be secretly about something you think you know, inbox me. I just want to bring light, you know, to what have happened, and any supporters, you know, I have just support and for people to pray for us that we get, you know, some answers.
Okay. All right. I understand that. I would want the same thing if it was my child, and I'm sure it's a lot of people who are praying for you. So that's what you want people to know. And also, if anyone knows anything about your son, to contact you or the police or the FBI, somewhere.
Okay.
My next question would be this. Since you don't feel it's a hate crime, I almost hate to ask it, but do you feel your son is still alive?
I'm not sure what to feel. Some days I feel he is. Some days I feel he's not. I mean, it's no way people say, oh,
no.
You know, you would know because you're silly because you're alive. I mean, how would they know? I mean, how would anybody know? You don't know. It's no way to know. You know, I just know that if he's was well and able, he would contact the family. He wouldn't let me or his brother suffer like that. And we were so tight. So I know that much. But there's no way that you people say you can feel it. No, it's no way of knowing.
No way of knowing. Yes, ma'am, I understand that. Nobody knows how you feel. I guess that's the way you feel inside until they walk in your shoes. So, all right. Okay, so your son was an honor student also?
Yes.
Very intelligent, very intelligent. He's an honor student. All right, so is there anything else you would like to talk about that hasn't been said? Because I don't want this to be a real long interview because I know it's stressful for you, but I do know that you want to find your son. Is there anything else that you would like to say?
No, that'd be all I want to say.
Okay. All right.
And I want to thank you for doing this, and I appreciate you, and you've been great help. Other than this interview, you've been great help, and I appreciate you.
Yes, ma'am. I'm a mother, too. So I'm sure a lot of women and men who are fathers understand something of what you feel. I know it's very painful, but again, God is in control, and I know, again, because I've talked to you before, to show you a woman of faith. And I really believe God is going to bring you through this in your family. I just have couple of more questions. Did you have to wire your own money to these the people in Mexico City, Mexico?
I did.
You did?
Uh-huh.
I don't understand that. Why didn't the FBI, the police, put up the money? I mean, I don't understand why it had to be your money.
I don't know how they, because I don't know how they do it. And like I said, we was trying to make it to Starsville before we wired the first set of money. And, I mean, they didn't offer, one thing, they didn't offer to give us no money, and, you know, it was my child, they was calling for money, and, you know, that's, you know, they was like, we shouldn't even do it.
Okay. I don't know if you can talk about this or not. If you can't, just say so. I don't know what your lawyers have probably advised you not to, but do you have a lawsuit against anyone?
I do, and I'm not going to talk about that.
Okay. All right. Understand that. All right, I understand. I'm not trying to, you know, get anything going or get myself liable for anything, or you either. Your son that you now have is how old?
He's 25.
He's 25? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, Ms. Jones, I'm going to conclude the interview. I've texted you some numbers and things. I hope it's a help to you, and I'm also going to stay in touch with you. And like she said, if anybody's heard anything about her son or know anything or seen anything, contact the police. You know, contact someone. Her son is Mr. Lester. Say it again, Mr. Lester Ray Jones. Am I right?
Lester Ray Jones, Jr.
Jr., yes, ma'am. Okay, well, Ms. Jones, I wish you the best. God bless you and your family, and I pray that God keeps you strong.
Thank you very much. Thanks for the audience, and I appreciate you, Angela. God bless you.
And God bless you. God bless
you. All right.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Bye-bye.
You have a good night, Ms. Jones, and I'll be in touch with you, okay?
All right. Thank you.
All right, listeners, you're listening to Show Talk with Angela Butler. That was Miss Mildred Jones. Her son has been missing since January 11th of 2010. and she's asking the general public if you know anything about this case, about her son, to please come forward. All right, so we're going to play some commercials and we're going to end the show.
A special event can be very challenging and stressful at times. Our staff of professionals organizes your event down to every last detail, no matter what size. Our creativity and attention to detail turn your ordinary party into an extraordinary event. And Decline provides world-class service. We coordinate quality events. We can provide travel arrangements, accommodations, event sites, caterers, florists, photographers, transportation, hairstylists and makeup artists, daily itineraries, and pre-event information such as detailed maps, save-the-date cards, and invitations. Being a custom event planner means that we cater to you. It is our job to find the best possible way to present your event. We have been referred to as Dreamweavers.
When you're searching for the latest news on entertainment, the economy, business, technology, and creative arts, choose
the Digital Conglomerate Magazine.
Not only do they give you all the latest information, but they're there for you 24/7, baby, giving you the 411 and all you need to know, baby. Visit the Digital Conglomerate Magazine online. Just Google us, baby. We're everywhere.
Exquisite Express Incorporated specializes in designing signature solutions to help attract more business. Their creative designs through their associate company, Exquisite Designs, give everyday people insight on the latest fashion, food specialties, technology gadgets, and entertainment. Exquisite Designs also provide barista services through Exquisite Barista. You can read all about what they are doing in their digital and print magazine, Exquisite Fusion. Feel free to give us a call, 1-855-379-2540, 1-855-379-2540.
This is Raquel Charles reminding you to listen to Show Talk with Angela Butler to catch the hottest interviews.
Thank you for listening to Show Talk with Angela Butler. Everyone, have a good night.